KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's the game we play on the show. Also, Bill Cleveland is with us, our traveling guru, Bill on the road. Where did he go? He went to soggy, wet, rainy Rose Bowl. He's been spending time in Southern California. I thought it never rained in Southern California, but apparently it did on Bill. So we'll get into that in hour number two. This hour, well, of course, hour number three, will take your phone calls. This hour, President Trump, in a Wall Street Journal article, said he takes more aspirin than his doctor recommends. We'll talk to a doctor about that and the good and the bad for being and diagnosing and taking your own pills whenever you want. But this first half of the first hour, one of our producers and I just happened to be watching at the same time, two different households, at the same time over this past couple of days, we were watching a 1958 movie called Anti-Mame. And this scene caught our attention.
Well, now, read me all the words you don't understand.
Libido, inferiority complex, stinko, blotto, free love, bathtub gin, monkey glands, Karl Marx. Is he one of the Marx brothers?
Oh, no, dear, no.
Gee, that's pretty good tonight, Missy. Marie Antoinette room again?
Yes, perhaps you'll wake up without a head tomorrow. Oh, and Ito, get that dog of a dress off her.
Me, Thackeray.
Is the English lady sick, Auntie Mame?
Oh, she's not English, darling. She's from Pittsburgh.
She sounded English.
Well, when you're from Pittsburgh.
We both said, boy, that was a pretty funny movie, Auntie Mame. And then we thought to ourselves, whatever happened to that actor? Well, we tracked him down. That actor who played Patrick Dennis in that 1958 movie, Anti-Mame, went on to become a famous federal prosecutor and an even more famous white-collar lawyer. His name is Jan Hanslick, and he joins us now for a couple minutes. Jan, thanks for joining us here on America at Night.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
When was the last time you sat down and watched Anti-Mame?
Well, probably not for a couple of years now. Whenever I do watch it, my kids get very bored and go out of the room, so it doesn't stay on very long.
You know, I was shocked. I came across it and I have seen it. And I don't know. It's in some ways it still stands the test of time. It's a little dated, but you know, it's a lot of innuendo. It was really actually very funny.
It's a funny movie, and it's also good around the holidays. Good Christmas theme to it.
Yeah. It ended up, it was nominated for 5 Academy Awards?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how did you get the role? Was your family in show business?
Well, in fact, my mother was an operatic contralto and also an actress who was in, I think, about 10 or 11 Broadway shows. But she wasn't a stage mother by any means, but we simply heard, or she heard from her agent, that a Broadway show was being cast, had Rosalind Russell in it. They were looking for a boy about my age and would I like to try out. And I did. I was 10 years old at the time. I did. And after winnowing down the field from 300 or 400 boys to two, she selected me.
Wow. And you just walked off the street. Yeah, I guess you had it in your blood, but no real training, right? You just walked off the street and got it?
No real training. I had done some parts in summer stock in Massachusetts when my mother was in plays and musicals up there, but that was just for fun. So yeah, no training. I just walked on.
Yeah, and then after the Broadway musical was a hit, then they turned it into a movie, and of course, you were the perfect person to play Patrick Dennis in the movie.
Yeah, actually, the original Auntie Mame was not a musical. It was just a stage show. The later version of the movie Auntie Mame was called Mame, had Lucille Ball, and that was a musical, but that was after my time.
Okay, got it, yeah. Okay, so you're this child actor, you're in a Broadway play, you're in a musical, you're in a Academy Award-nominated movie, and what makes you turn your back on Hollywood?
Well, I'm not sure that so much I turned my back on Hollywood than Hollywood turned its back on me. I like to, say that I was a has-been by 14, but that's the way it goes. I continued to try out for parts, and I was in a number of things afterwards, but really my attention turned to schoolwork and an education.
Yeah, you ended up becoming a lawyer, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But talk for a minute,
sure.
Jan, about being a child actor, right? The knock is they can't adjust to regular life, right? You're washed up by your 14. You have
right.
a different world, and a lot of sort of newer generation, right, 21st century kids, had a harder time dealing with it. You seem to come out unscathed.
Well, I like to think that. In fact, I knew a lot of kids who were aspiring actors when they were kids, and they were still aspiring actors when they were in their 30s and 40s, so... It's a very tough thing for some people to walk away from the spotlight, shall we say, or the adulation and the attention that you get. But I think I owe a lot of that to my mother.
Yeah, how'd you do it? I mean, did she sit you down? Was she active in it? I mean, were they consciously talking about it?
Well, my mother, I remember to this day that while I was interested in pursuing acting, and she encouraged me if that's what I want to do. She said, it'd be a really good idea if you had something to fall back on. So I think you really ought to pursue an education too. And I did. And,
yeah.
And that's a good thing.
And why the law? What was it about the law that struck you?
Well, there is it's actually being a trial lawyer is what struck me. The fact of the matter is that there are a lot of similarities between being an actor and being a trial lawyer. A lot of drama involved and playing a part or a role. And I will say, as many kids did, I watched Perry Mason and The Defenders and a number of other TV shows that featured criminal defense lawyers, and I thought, well, that I think I'd like to do that. It's kind of unusual because I sort of picked out my career and what I wanted to do when I was quite young.
Yeah, I could see the similarities between being an actor on Broadway and all of a sudden being a federal prosecutor. I mean, a lot of similarities. You're playing to the crowd. You have to tell a story. You have to keep it succinct. You have to project so everybody hears it, right? You have to sell your story. It's kind of makes sense you would have become a prosecutor and a defense attorney.
Well, and there are also the critics, too. I guess you could say that was the jury. But, absolutely. I think there are a lot of apt comparisons.
Yeah. You were a federal prosecutor for how long until you switched to the other side?
I was a prosecutor here in Los Angeles for 5 years in the U.S. Attorney's Office here.
Yeah. Any notable cases you worked on?
Well, there were a number, but none that would be recognizable by anyone today, I don't think. But a lot of major fraud cases. And what I what I did was, after the U.S. Attorney's Office, I, as you say, switched over to the other side. So I was doing the defense of fraud cases. I sort of learned, I was a law clerk to a federal judge and then 5 years in the U.S. Attorney's Office, and I took that experience and applied it in private practice.
Yeah. One of your most famous, when you switched to the defense side, is Tukey Williams, who was the head of the West Side Crips. That must have been an extraordinary journey to go from a Broadway childhood actor to defending the head of the West Side Crips.
Well, to be fair about it, I was part of a team that represented Tukey when he was facing execution, and we worked on a writ of habeas corpus to get him released, to have the death penalty set aside. And it was not successful. So, yeah.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, rare pink, happy ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It certainly was not easy work. And over several months, and when I left home, came out to Los Angeles as a child. But for a child, I think it is easier in many ways because they certainly are just playing themselves in many respects. The other thing is that you asked me about the transition from Broadway to the movie Anti-Mame. That was because of Rosalind Russell. I had been young Patrick for a year and a half on Broadway with her. She left the play, and then Greer Garson came in and became Anti-Mame. But when Miss Russell, as I still call her, was getting ready to make the movie, she wanted me to play young Patrick because I'm the young Patrick she was used to. And, of course, I'm a fabulous actor. But aside from that, I was the person that she was used to, and so there was a bit of a tug of war. But I guess what I'm saying is that I continued on in the same role that I'd been playing nightly or eight times a week with matinees into the movie with many of the same people. So it was an easy transition.
Yeah. Are you still getting a residuals from that when they show it at Christmas time?
Never got a penny, and that is because the movie Anti-Mame being made in 1958, I believe, was made 1 year before the Actors Equity and Screen Actors Guild, maybe a year before an agreement was signed with, you know, with video sources that allowed for residuals. So, nope, no residuals. I still get residuals for The Twilight Zone, but it's still, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of literally 7 cents, 22 cents.
Well, you should have had you as a lawyer. You would have helped yourself out.
I should go back and do it over again. Yeah,
there you go. Jan Hanslick, who was the child star in, he played Patrick Dennis in Anti-Mame and went on to become a famous prosecutor and a famous defense attorney in Los Angeles. We saw you on TV and we reached out and thanks for indulging us and good luck down the road. And thanks for the walk down memory lane, sir. Have a good, have a happy new year. Thanks for checking in.
My pleasure. Same to you.
You got it. Jan Hanslick is 1958, Anti-Mame. He played the young Patrick Dennis, went toe-to-toe with Rosalind Russell, and after Hollywood, as he said, he turned his back on Hollywood, became a defense attorney. So there you go. We're starting off our first guest of 2026. All right, stay right there. We'll be back in a minute. America at Night, back in a moment.
Live from coast to coast, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the costs of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some big wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
This is America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
All right, so it's 2026, and here's a story for you to start the new year. Do you know what the Poly Markets are? Poly Market is an app, a website, if you will, where you can place bets on anything. And last year on Poly Market, there was a bet that you could make on whether or not the second coming of Jesus was going to happen in 2025. And if you bet against Jesus' return to earth in 2025, you won, because from all accounts, Jesus did not return in 2025. And your profit for betting that Jesus did not return to earth was 5.5%. Most of the people voted no, but there was enough people voting yes that the percentage got to 5.5%. Across the year, $3.3 million was placed on the bet, will Jesus Christ return in 2025? If you bet no, you got 5.5% of your money back, plus the initial bet. America at Night, back in a moment.
You're listening to America at Night with McGraw Millhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the almanac?
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the Friendly Oil Change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Insurance agent.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are called amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow. Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You could provide pencils and paper, help a music class get a guitar,
or even a science project for a classroom like mine.
Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Furnished by Donors Choose.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
You know the national parks, but you may not know that they're supported by a strong foundation. A foundation for the future. We are the National Park Foundation. And together with your support, we are building a bold future where national parks are vibrant, protected, and welcoming. Today, tomorrow, forever. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
This is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Hey, thanks for joining us on the first night of the show for 2026. We look forward to a fun month of January, but it's still kind of the end of the holidays, and so we'll start fresh on Monday. Earlier in the week, the Wall Street Journal published an article about President Trump's health, and it was quite interesting for all the things that it said and all the things that it didn't say. One of the things was that they confused the MRI with a CT scan, and if we have time, we'll get into that a little bit later on in the segment. But also, it came out that he takes more aspirin than the doctors prescribe him to, and so we wanted to get a doctor on here to find out exactly what all that means. And not only did we find a doctor, we found one of the best. Dr. Fahmy Farah is with us. She is a doctor, but not only is she a doctor, she's a cardiologist. And you have seen her on NPR, NBC News, ABC News. She's been on Fox. She's worked with the United Nations. She's worked with the World Health Organization as well as UNICEF. Doctor, thanks for joining us here on America at Night.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
So let's talk about aspirins, because I always thought an aspirin a day was good as you got older to sort of ward off a heart attack. Is that still the case, or is it something else now?
No, it is. You know, in the past, a lot of people used to be on aspirin, you know, even without a reason to be on aspirin. But that thought has changed. We now ask aspirin to be taken only with a physician's recommendation. So it shouldn't be just taken by everybody. It should be individualized.
Interesting. So that was like old school. Back in the old days, you would take an aspirin a day.
Correct.
Yeah. Also, is it still true? I vaguely remember that if you take an aspirin after a heart attack or during a heart attack, isn't that also sort of helpful?
Oh, it absolutely is. Yes. Aspirin taken in the setting of a heart attack can be life-saving.
Interesting. And then after you've had a heart attack, do doctors prescribe an aspirin a day after a heart attack?
Yes. We do prescribe an aspirin a day after a heart attack. And you don't necessarily have to have a heart attack to take aspirin. As long as there are certain heart conditions, such as, like, you know, blockages present, or certain pre-existing conditions, high-risk patients, they can also be on a daily aspirin.
One of the interesting things about this Trump thing, and I know you're not his doctor, so we're not talking about him per se, but a lot of people found it odd that he took so many aspirin and for so long. What are the side effects of taking too many aspirin?
You know, the one that he's been reported of taking is the high-dose aspirin. It comes in 325 milligrams, and some of the risks with that one is GI-related, primarily bleeding. They can have increased risk of GI bleeding.
Any other side effects? Or is, I mean, how dangerous is it for somebody to take too many aspirin?
You know, like the dose, 325 milligrams, is not necessarily to say that it's dangerous, but the major risk factor would be the increased risk of bleeding, one of the biggest ones being GI, but it could be other forms of bleeding as well. It does increase the propensity for skin bruising, for example, easy bruising. If you get a cut, you may bleed for longer than usual. Those are some of the most common risks associated with the higher dose aspirin.
Have you ever had a patient who took more aspirin than you told them to?
Typically, no.
Yeah. I mean, how often does a patient, you know, tell the doctor, hey, thank you, I know you told me to take one every 10 hours, but I'm going to take four every 10 hours? I mean, how often does the patient sort of not listen to the doctor?
You know, it's usually the other way around. Typically, we have a hard time getting patients to take enough of what we're asking them to take. They usually don't take more than what we ask them to, because most people don't like taking medications.
What is it? Let's talk about the heart in general. We often, because one of the things Trump said is that he doesn't like thick blood. He likes thin blood. Does an aspirin thin the blood?
It does. It does act as a blood thinner. So yes, it does thin the blood, and that's part of the reason why the risk of increased bleeding is there.
Interesting. What about like Eliquis? What's the benefit of Eliquis over an aspirin and or vice versa?
Eliquis is also a blood thinner. It's a different class of blood thinner. And actually, Eliquis is a much stronger category of blood thinner. Typically, we use it for very specific scenarios for instance, if somebody has a blood clot in their legs or arms or somewhere in their body, or even a blood clot in their lungs, that's used, Eliquis is used for dissolving that blood clot. Eliquis can also be used for stroke prevention in a certain subclass of patients who have a condition called atrial fibrillation. It's a type of arrhythmia. People who have it, they tend to form blood clots inside their heart, and that blood clot can then travel to the brain and cause a stroke. And so to prevent that from happening in those folks, we typically prescribe them Eliquis to thin their blood so that they can, their risk of stroke can be minimized.
Let's
it
talk.
Is different
go ahead,
from
I'm
aspirin.
Sorry. Yeah. Let's talk about AFib for a second, because AFib seems to be everywhere. We see a lot of commercials advertising for Eliquis, which is AFib. But anecdotally, I know quite a number of people who are suffering from AFib. Has it been around? Is it something new? Why are so many people being diagnosed with it these days?
AFib is something that has been around for quite some time. It is not a new diagnosis necessarily, but yes, we are seeing an increased rate of atrial fibrillation, especially post-pandemic. So it's quite possible that the virus had a role in this increased rate. The other thing is, usually in the past, we used to see atrial fibrillation more in the elderly folks. Nowadays, we're seeing them more and more in younger people as well.
Once you have AFib, can you, how do you get rid of it? Is there a way to get rid of it? How do you, besides taking Eliquis, is there a way to sort of get out of AFib?
There is. AFib is, there's a wide spectrum of treatments that are available for atrial fibrillation, and it is all dependent on how severe the atrial fibrillation is and what kind of symptoms the patient is having, as well as what kind of complications they are suffering as a result of the atrial fibrillation. So the spectrum goes, it could be as simple as just controlling their heart rate with an oral medication that is very simple. And it can go all the way to, you know, shocking the heart to get them out of atrial fibrillation. If that doesn't work, then we can also do a procedure called ablation. It is an invasive procedure where we go and we basically burn off a piece of the heart, an area of the heart that's responsible for causing that arrhythmia. That's called ablation, and that can actually get rid of atrial fibrillation.
How well do those work?
They're fairly effective. They usually have about an 80% success rate.
Hmm. Is it dangerous to stay in AFib for years, months, days? What's the long-term prognosis of it?
The long-term prognosis is actually not bad in atrial fibrillation. The main thing we worry about in atrial fibrillation is stroke. So as long as the patient is not symptomatic and they're being treated properly by blood thinners and their rate is controlled, then a person can stay in AFib for long periods of time without any issues. But if they have complications such as reduction in heart function, like if they have heart failure, those would be the reasons and times to get them out of atrial fibrillation by procedures like shocking the heart, medications, and or ablation.
It's really interesting. So we've seen an explosion of AFib after COVID-19. That's really interesting.
It is. In fact, after COVID-19, there's been an increased rate of heart disease across the spectrum.
Is it because we didn't do anything for 2 years, or is it some connection to COVID or some connection to the vaccine? Do we have any idea?
The thought is it's multifactorial. There is part of that, you know, the risk factors went up in those couple of years. Lifestyles changed. But also there's a thought that the virus itself is playing a role by damaging the cardiovascular system.
Really interesting, doctor. So just so we're all on the same page here, one of the reasons why we wanted to get you on the show, we wanted people to get the right information about an aspirin. Obviously, check with your doctor. But there is no need to just run out and start taking an aspirin. And an aspirin after a heart attack makes sense, but taking more aspirin than the doctor orders really doesn't do any benefits for you.
That is correct.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like me with like fertilizer on the lawn, right? A little bit of fertilizer is good. A lot of fertilizer is bad.
That's a very good analogy. I like that.
I only know that because I've done it. One Reese's Pieces is fine. Four bags of Reese's Pieces, not that good of an idea. Dr. Fahmi Farah, a medical doctor in Fort Worth, Texas. Of course, she is world-renowned cardiologist, and she's helped out the UN, the World Health Organization, UNICEF. She's been all over the place on Fox News, NPR, NBC News, ABC News. Doctor, thank you very much for your expertise. Happy New Year, and thanks for checking in.
Thank you for having me.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Fishing websites and trackers.
The internet is wonderful, but you must protect yourself online. Protect yourself online with NordVPN. TechRadar named it the number one VPN in 2025. A single NordVPN account secures up to 10 devices. What else? This cybersecurity tool also encrypts your browsing. NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro feature helps you block malware, avoid phishing, and stop digital trackers. NordVPN scans the dark web to check that the information associated with your email address is not exposed. Just a few clicks and you're safer online. Browse with more peace of mind. Get the best deal at NordVPN.com.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The VA Health and Benefits app is like a one-stop shop for veterans. They can view or cancel VA medical appointments, send and receive messages from healthcare providers, and download VA benefit letters to provide veteran status or disability payments. Veterans can also manage existing VA claims, refill VA prescriptions, and get quick access to the VA crisis line. Download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's App Store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Hey, even though you're taking a couple days off, the news never stops. Thanks for joining us, McGraw-Milhaven, America at Night. Some news on Tesla. Tesla's stock still sky high, up over $400 a share, even though it was announced today that Tesla vehicle sales have declined for the second consecutive year, and they are no longer the world's largest electric vehicle maker. That distinction falls to Chinese competitor BYD. Elon Musk's company Tesla, no longer the largest EV maker in the world. Tesla's sales are critical to funding Musk's AI ambitions, including human robots and self-driving cars. But for the numbers, Tesla delivered 1.4 million in 2025. That was down 9%. Vehicle sales fell 20,000 short of the 44,000 that were expected in the fourth quarter. Also, sales suffered because of Elon Musk's political ties, right? He was once the darling of the left, right? I've never seen a man so revered by the left, reviled by the right, and then jeered by the left and championed by the right. Now, I don't know where he is on the spectrum. I don't know if I'm supposed to like him or I'm supposed to hate him. He's now back, I guess, in the Trump camp in some way, shape, or form. But it's went from very much against, right? The liberals loved Elon Musk, and now they're very much against him and vice versa. So vehicle sales for Tesla not doing very well. Also, by the way, listen to this. In Norway, 96% of all the cars registered in 2025, 96% of the cars in Norway last year were electric vehicles. Now, that's amazing. Now, we also should say that there are a number of tax incentives for people to buy the electric vehicle, but 96% of the new cars registered in Norway were electric vehicles. Now, that's interesting. And then did you see the story in the New York Times where China right now has a company that sells more EV cars than anybody else in the world, but Africa, at one point in Cape Town, their solar or their energy was all on coal-burning plants. Well, last year, solar has risen from almost nothing in 2019 to 10% in South Africa's electricity generating capacity. No longer is South Africa depending on giant coal-burning plants because solar panels are so cheap, thanks to China investing in them, they are now able to sell them in Africa. And so Africa is embracing solar technology to the point where they're ramping up their solar panels while the United States is ramping up our fossil fuel. Really interesting story about how South Africa is now very much, or China is very much sending these much more cost-effective solar panels to South Africa. So South Africa's gain, China's gain, the United States kind of being left behind in all of that. I thought that was kind of interesting. We'll find a story about that at some point. And then, lastly, before we head out for the top of the hour, and then next hour we'll check in with Bill on the road and Theo with Hollywood exec for a day. I've been following this story of the club in Switzerland, where this now they're saying some 40 people may have died in this New Year's Eve party. And it, survivors were flown on helicopters and jets to specialized hospitals throughout Switzerland. The number of people with severe burns exceeds the capacity of the country's burn units. Some patients had to be transported to hospitals in France, Germany, and Italy. That's how, much of a flame of a crisis this was. The 40 people were killed, more than 100 others were injured, and it was total and complete panic. People were trampling each other as they tried to get away. And apparently, what they're saying is that it all started from a sparkler that when you're bringing the champagne to the table and you've got a little sparkler that sort of sets off the mood for the New Year's Eve celebration. Somehow that sparkler caught fire, and it went up so fast, so furious, that people couldn't get out. People started trampling each other, and 40 people have died as a result. More than 100 people are injured. And the fact that they had to transfer these people to different countries, they had so many burns victims that they had to go to France, Germany, and Italy. Now, I have been to this part of the world. A year or two, 3 years ago, I was in Zermatt, Switzerland, one of the most beautiful places you'll ever see, with beautiful views of the Matterhorn. This Crans, Montana, is this alpine ski resort that overlooks the views of the Matterhorn. It's some of the most beautiful country in the world that God has ever created. And it's a very hot spot for jet setters and famous people and all that type of stuff. Horrible, horrible story. So we keep them in our prayers as we start 2026. But it's just a terrible story. All right, stay right there. If you ever get a chance, Zermatt, by the way, take a day or two and go to Zermatt. It is a beautiful part of the world. Stay right there. Tonight, our executive director is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. I'm McGraw Milhaven. This is America at Night on Westwood One.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think...
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour, Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump has apparently angered a couple of Republicans with his end-of-the-year vetoes. We have more on the story now from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president used his veto pen for the first time in his second term, rejecting two bipartisan natural resources bills. One of those bills, for a drinking water pipeline, was sponsored by Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado. She's a longtime Trump ally who broke with the president over releasing the Jeffrey Epstein files. Boebert wrote online that she hopes the veto has nothing to do with political retaliation. She went on to say, "This isn't over." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Experts say it just doesn't happen that often, but unfortunately, a woman's morning nature hike in Colorado has turned deadly, the victim of a suspected mountain lion attack. Here's correspondent Donna Warder with more on that story.
Wildlife officers later in the day killed two mountain lions in the area. The attack on the woman happened south of the small community of Glen Haven. Shortly before noon, two hikers encountered a mountain lion near the woman's body along a remote section of a mountain trail in a national forest. They told authorities they shooed the animal away with rocks so they could help the woman, but she had no pulse. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says they're still searching for other mountain lions in the area. I'm Donna Warder.
The hospital that initially took in the majority of injured victims in that fire in a Swiss bar on New Year's Eve, no stranger to emergencies. In the heart of the Alps, it is used for treating winter sports enthusiasts who have accidents on the slopes. But the flood of the young and severely burned survivors from the blaze that tore through the nightclub was something else. 40 young people were killed. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
What if 2026 could be the best year ever for your retirement? It can, when you take control of your financial future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD right now and get your free gold rollover kit valued at $49 just for calling. With a simple, tax and penalty-free rollover, you can add stability, security, and strength to your retirement. In times of uncertainty and market swings, gold has been a steady, tangible, proven store of value. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Tesla car sales fell for a second year in a row, putting the company in second place behind a Chinese competitor.
Tesla says it delivered 1.64 million vehicles in 2025. Chinese rival BYD sold 2.26 million vehicles last year.
We're talking 300,000 to 400,000 below where you would have hoped Tesla would have been if you go back, call it 18, 24 months.
Market analyst Dan Ives was asked if Tesla's slump has any connection to Elon Musk's involvement in the Department of Government Efficiency.
That definitely had a negative impact, especially the first half of the year.
Is Ives worried about Tesla?
We're so bullish on Tesla because of the autonomous and robotics.
Musk's focus at Tesla has pivoted to robo-taxis and robots. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stocks were mixed on Wall Street. The Dow up 319 points. The Nasdaq down by 6. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A woman arrested in a road rage incident in Maryland. Bill Alexander explains.
Not just any woman, but a Washington, D.C. police sergeant. Kayla Cruz is accused of pulling out a gun and a crowbar during a road rage clash in Annapolis, Maryland. Cruz was arrested on New Year's Day after a felony assault investigation by Maryland State Police. The victim told troopers that the suspect brandished a crowbar and then the firearm during the incident. Kayla Cruz was identified as the suspect and arrested near her home.
Minnesota officials trying to provide information to the Trump team about child care providers and parents receiving federal funds. This follows allegations of widespread fraud. Minnesota's Department of Children, Youth, and Families has until January 9th to verify recipients after funds were frozen because of fraud schemes. Now, all 50 states must provide additional verification before receiving federal funds. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
We'll see what Bill got into trouble with over this last week or so. And then we're off and running with open phones in hour number three. Speaking of Los Angeles, did you know that in Los Angeles, when you rent an apartment, that it did not come with a stove or a refrigerator until today? Because Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law a new state law that starts today. And starting today, when you rent an apartment in California, the apartment now must come with a working refrigerator and a working stove. Who knew? Right? That's bizarre. I guess like a washer and dryer, right? Some apartments don't come with a washer and dryer. Some have them in the basement. Some have washer dryer hookups. But you have to bring your own washer and dryer. I know that's a thing oftentimes in the Midwest, or you know, they sort of say, hey, washer and dryer in unit, washer and dryer as an added incentive to sort of rent the place. California, landlords did not have to supply a working stove or a refrigerator until starting today. And so people would move out to California, rent an apartment, and they walk in and there was no stove and there was no refrigerator. There was a stove hookup or a refrigerator hookup, but no stove and no refrigerator. They considered it a luxury. And so there was a whole bunch of people who were had to go to Craigslist or Facebook or the guy down the street and carry your refrigerator on your back into your, right? You had people who owned their own refrigerator but didn't own their own home. And when they moved, they took the refrigerator with them to their next apartment. That is a bizarre story. Did anybody see the Chevy Chase documentary on CNN? I watched some of it. I did not watch all of it. I got to tell you, I was watching it, and I am certainly not the biggest Chevy Chase fan. But he's iconic, right? I mean, I've enjoyed his movies. I don't mean that as negative. I just, he was, you know, he's got silly movies, and I watched them, and I enjoyed them. I don't know if I would put, you know, I missed the Saturday Night. I was just too young for the Saturday Night Live bits. But I've only sort of known Chevy Chase from sort of the stories, right? That he was kind of a jerk to work with, and he had some issues, and he had some depression. And so I started watching this CNN documentary, and I got to tell you, it was very heartbreaking. I don't know if he's misunderstood or if his brand of humor is just going unnoticed or unrecognized. But a very complicated man with a very complicated history. To his credit, he sat down and, you know, warts and all, told his side of his story. And I'm looking forward to going back and watching it some more. But it is not for the faint of heart, and they do not gloss over the more difficult parts of his life and the more difficult parts of his story. This is a full-blown documentary on the good, the bad, and the ugly of Chevy Chase. Heartbreaking childhood. Absolutely heartbreaking childhood. And had a very, very abusive mother, had a very difficult childhood. And, you know, a lot of people say that shaped his comedy. But if you had a chance to see it, they don't hold any punches. And he's right there answering the questions. You got to give him credit for sitting there and answering the questions. They talk to his wife and his children. And they talk about the more difficult times. It's heart-wrenching in times, just absolutely heart-wrenching. But I haven't watched all of it. What I've seen, highly recommend it. All right, stay right there. When we come back, we're going to check in with Theo Lewis-Clark, Hollywood exec for a day, and then Bill on the Road, America at Night. We're just getting started. Back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigLoot.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or BigLou.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
The next disaster is coming. The time to get ready is now. Make a plan. Identify meetup locations and people you'll need to contact. Put your contact list in your wallet, on your phone, and somewhere visible in your home. Build a kit. Store enough food and water for 3 days. Don't forget your pets. And consider buying a pre-made kit. Keep at least 7 days of medication on hand. Work with your pharmacist and insurance company to secure the extra doses. Make copies of important documents. Keep them on your phone, in the cloud, or on a USB stick. Stay informed. Learn about local hazards. Take courses in CPR and first aid. And sign up for local alert systems. An early warning can give you the time you need to prepare for a fast-moving disaster. Be ready. Learn more at americares.org/sendusin.
Furnished by AmeriCares.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please, you say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadra at the Holiday Market Shopping Center in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Roundtable Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Animal Rescue Shelter, Lily the Waitress, teams up with a retired rodeo horse and a mischievous rescue puppy to chase the thieves down, Alex. Or is it number three? He's on the run from the law, so he hides in the circus as the performer who throws knives with his feet. Having full use of his arms, he conceals them because the double thumb he has on his left hand would identify him immediately. But that's a good thing, because he's secretly in love with the circus owner's daughter, who has a phobia of a man touching her and cannot stand being touched. Oh, yeah. It's called Two Stumps in a Row. 2 weeks in a row, you guys are not going to get this.
So, all right,
is it
Alex?
The archaeologist and the creature who mutates? Is it the waitress, the horse, and the puppy chase down the thieves? Or is it the knife-throwing dude with his feet in the circus? You have no idea, Alex.
Alex, you'll be first up this evening.
I have no idea. So I think I'm going to have to take a stab in the dark and I'm going to go with the knife throwing guy, because that one to me just
can't be real.
It seems like it can't be real. If it is real, I'll be shocked.
Okay. So you say, wait, Alex says number three, right?
Yeah, the knife throwing guy with his feet.
Yeah, I'm going with number three, the knife thrower.
Okay. Alex is number three. Richard, what do you say?
I got to go with the waiter, the horse, and the donkey. The whole group of animals that are chasing down the thieves. That's the one for me.
It could be an animation. It could be a cartoon, Richard.
Now, hold on a second. What's number two again? Tell us number two again.
Okay, a small town diner's antique cash register gets stolen, along with the donations meant for the local animal rescue shelter. Lily, the waitress, she teams up with a retired rodeo horse and a mischievous rescue puppy to chase the thieves down.
All right. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with... What's number one again? Tell me number one again.
That's the American archaeologist. He found that strange creature in Peru, brought it home, gave it a name. But then chaos ensues because the beast begins to mutate. Things get a little more complicated because the con man steals the creature and wants to benefit from him.
You guys have
no clue.
I'm going to say I don't have a clue. I'm going to say number three, the man with two left thumbs ends up throwing knives with his feet. I'm going to say I'm with Alex. That sounds one step beyond crazy. So I'm going to say number three.
Okay, cool. No one chose number one. The American archaeologist found the strange creature in Peru and brings it home and all that. So that's a real movie. That's 1987. It's called Munchies. And guess who it stars, McGraw, because these other two guys won't know. Harvey Korman of Carol Burnett show fame. Remember Harvey Korman?
He
could never. He always broke character because Carol Burnett always made him laugh. That was Saturday Night Live before Saturday Night Live was the Carol Burnett show. Okay. So is it Richard?
Wait a minute. What was the name? Mm-hmm. What was the name of the Harvey Korman movie?
Oh, it's called 1987, The Munchies.
The Munchies.
The name of the creature. Yeah, the archaeologist named the creature a munchie, and so yeah, Munchies. You got to go look it up. It's weird.
All right. Okay.
I knew you guys wouldn't guess that one. So is it Richard winning alone, or is it McGraw and Alex taking it with number three? So he's on the run from the law, so he hides in the circus as a performer who throws knives with his feet. Having full use of his arms, he conceals them because the double thumb he has on his left hand would identify him immediately, but that's a good thing because he's secretly in love with the circus owner's daughter, who has a phobia of a man touching her. Well, that's a real movie called, in 1927, called The Unknown which means Richard is the lone winner. Small town diners, antique cash register stolen, along with the donation meant for the local animal rescue shelter, Veteran Fields World called, give that back. The animals need that money. Way to go, Richard. That was out of my mind.
The Unknown.
The Unknown is the 1927 movie. It starred Lon Chaney and Joan Crawford, no less.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are real stars.
Those are real stars. So in entertainment, we got a few things. Of course, tomorrow we got some NFL games. Seahawks and 49ers, Panthers and Buccaneers. Many teams have clinched their playoff berth, so some haven't. So we're going into Week 18. HBO Max has got a weird one. I like it. It's called It's Florida, Man. So it's real-life stories of weird people in Florida doing crazy things, but it's acted by actors. So they act out the real stuff that actually happened from the headlines. And then Apple TV Plus got a brand new series starring the newly knighted Idris Elba. Of course, the king just knighted him for his work with young people in London. And he's in this new show called The Hijack. It's great. It's on Apple TV Plus. I already saw the first couple of episodes. Very riveting. So, Richard. I'm proud of you, Richard.
Thank you.
Idris Elba is a great story. He came over.
The next James Bond, actually.
Well, actually, that's a no-brainer. He came over from England to America, and his first job, I want to say, he was a bouncer at a comedy club in New York. And
then he got The Wire.
He ended up as Stringer Bell on The Wire. That was his sort of breakout role.
There's many more movies after that.
He's a DJ and a race car driver
as well. Renaissance man. Now he's a knight. Now he's Sir Idris Elba to you, McGraw.
There you go. But no, Idris Elba is as a matter of fact, speaking of The Wire, do you know who just died? Do you remember the corrupt city council member who was in The Wire?
I didn't watch it then. Oh my goodness!
The Wire, Theo. The Wire is. That's one of the best TV shows ever created.
It just perpetuates too many things I don't dig, so I can't watch it.
What were you saying, Theo? Or what were you saying, Richard?
It's a radio host in the DMV named Larry King. One of the characters on The Wire is portrayed after him in real life.
Wow.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Javante Tank Davis, his boxing coach, is actually the boxing coach that's on The Wire, too.
Oh,
that's portrayed in The Wire,
Interesting. All right, good. All right, that's good. Yeah, that's going to do it for us. All right, Theo Lewis-Clark, Happy New Year. We'll check in with you next Friday. Good stuff.
Hey, you too, man. See you guys next Friday.
You got it. There you go. Theo Lewis-Clark. Richard, the big winner today. Alex and me, we're on the wrong end of that one. That is for sure. Will the real movie
know
stand up?
Not trusting animals or criminals.
Richard was let's face it, that was a guess, Richard.
Hey, that was a needle in a haystack. But I was thinking it was given Dr. Doolittle, so I had to. I don't know.
Double a knife thrower with your as you got double thumbs, starring Lon Chaney and Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford, I knew you were going to get that one. That was
holy
odd.
Mackerel. That one's crazy. All right, Theo Lewis-Clark, have yourself a good day. All right, coming up after the bottom of the hour break, we're going to check in with Bill Clevin, Bill on the Run. But, Richard, hold on a second. I got about a minute here. What were you saying about The Wire, the boxing guy in The Wire? I remember him. He was a great actor. What were you saying?
So that's actually Javante Davis' boxing coach. That's his portrayal. So he was actually, he used to be in the streets. He used to be a well-known drug dealer in Baltimore. And he got his life together and he started teaching boxing at the Upton Boxing, which is still on Pennsylvania Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. And he coached Javante Davis since he was like 7 years old.
And so that was the boxing coach of this guy.
And on The Wire, yep.
Yeah, that's right. That actor was fantastic.
Yeah.
He was, right, he went to jail, cleaned himself up, tried to get the kids off the streets and set up a boxing gym. Yeah,
true story.
That Wire is so good on so many different levels. And then, of course, you had The Preacher, who was one of the, right? He was a drug dealer turned straight, and he was sort of the moral conscience of the show. He would come in and sort of, bring God into all these conversations. It was an extraordinary series. Anyway, The city council member who was the corrupt city council member passed away. I forget his name. I'll check it on the bottom of the hour break. All right. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Theo. Bill on the road. Friday night. America at Night. Back in a moment.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com. Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact shastacollege.edu.
In Reading, this is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau, call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Relax. You're listening to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, late night conversation. Let's clean up from the last segment. Okay, we're talking about The Wire and the actor who died. The actor's name is Isaiah Whitlock Jr. He played Senator Clay Davis. He died this past week at the age of 71. And he was in a couple of other shows. He was in the character actor, and everybody says the nicest man you'd ever want to meet, but he played some pretty creepy characters. He was in Veep, he was in The Wire, and his real name was Isaiah Whitlock, and he played Clay Davis. Now, we had some little confusion. The character Clay Davis was loosely based on a radio personality named Larry Young. Larry Young is a well-known radio personality in the Baltimore area, was a former member of the Maryland State House of Representatives, and then was expelled for corruption. Now, this Clay Davis character on The Wire was loosely based on this former state senator, Larry Young, who went on to become a radio host, who actually played a radio host in one of the episodes on The Wire. So, there we go. We got a lot wrong on that last segment, but we were kind of in the ballpark. All right. So let's move on. Bill Cleveland is our traveling guru. And last week he was, in New Mexico. This week he was headed to Pasadena to check out the Rose Bowl parade. I watched, Bill Cleveland quite a bit of that Rose Bowl parade. I looked for you. I couldn't find you, but there was a whole lot of rain. How bad was it?
Well, you may have to revoke my status as guru if I ever say I'm going to go cover a parade again, okay? I'm putting that on you, McGraw, from now till the end of time. Hear me say I'm going to a parade, you go, oh, no, you can't do that. Well, so here's the deal. They've had this parade, this Rose parade in Pasadena for like 130 years. It's only rained and barely rained, really, like 10 times, okay? And most of those were just, a little sprinkle here or there. I think they've had one or two washouts. So leave it to me to show up and cover the Rose Parade on the year that it just freaking pours. And what you saw on television, because I saw a rerun of it later in the day here in Los Angeles, and there are times where it does look like it's kind of sunny and it's kind of nice, but what people don't know is 30 minutes before that parade started at 8 a.m. Pacific time, I mean, the heavens unleashed and everybody just got soaked. And so yeah, it was a wet mess.
I watched quite a bit of it actually on the television, and it looks like the
that's where I should have been watching it on the television.
The convertibles all had their tops up, and you couldn't really see anybody riding in the cars.
No, exactly, and then Magic Johnson was, the head of the parade. You saw a magic hand. That's what you saw at the parade. You didn't see him. It was just a stinking mess. And honestly, as uncomfortable and as annoying as it was, I felt really bad for, the kids who, they work so hard you know, those marching bands, and you know, they're so excited. They get to, they raise money, and they, you know, they get to come out to California and be part of this thing, and, you know, wah, wah, wah. You know, they got to put the ponchos on, and now the floats themselves, because they are all made of flowers, they you know, the floats didn't mind too much, you know.
Yeah.
They actually spruced up a little bit because of the rain. Yeah. But, no, I knew I was in trouble because I, you know, so you check in, Tuesday I checked in, to pick up my pass at the, you go to the Wrigley Mansion. I don't know if you've ever been out to Pasadena, but the Wrigley Mansion, which was like one of five mansions that William Wrigley had, the, you know, the bubblegum guy.
Yeah.
A beautiful home right on the Orange Avenue in Pasadena. And when his wife finally passed away, she donated that home to the city of Pasadena with you know, the rule that it had to be turned into the headquarters of the Rose Parade. So for, you know, whatever it's been, 100 years or maybe not quite 100 years, that's where the headquarters of the Rose Parade have been. And so, yeah, so you go in and you check in, and so I get my pass, and the guy says, you know, okay, well, here's where you'll be seated. Oh, and by the way, you can't bring an umbrella. And I was like, what do you mean? It's going to be pouring. He goes, you'll be wet. Oh, well, thanks. Well, you know, the Pasadena welcome wagon, you know, you're gonna get soaked. And then he hands me, and by the way, this is not, they were very, very nice people, but, you know, he hands me this, poncho from the dollar store and says, well, you know, here you go. You'll be fine. Oh my God. So if I had to do it over again, I wouldn't do it in the rain.
You can't open up an umbrella because the four people behind you can't see. So this, right? You were
four
sitting
people. There were one person behind me. There was nobody there. When you travel as much as I do, like your social media feeds don't know what to pick up on. So like I get social media stuff from all over the country. Facebook doesn't know what city I'm in half the time. And so I was picking up some stuff from locally, like in Pasadena. And I was reading some of the comments from locals who were saying that I have never seen Colorado Avenue as empty the night before as it was on New Year's Eve. And so it's just kind of a bummer all the way around.
Did you get to go to the park and see the floats up close in the park before or after?
I planned on doing that yesterday, but here's a surprise. It rained the entire day. And so I didn't get to get real close and see that. My favorite float, if I had to pick one, was the one from Visit Mississippi, that had the Kermit the Frog. I'm a huge Jim Henson fan, you know. I've loved Kermit the Frog since I was a kid. So that probably would have been my favorite.
Yeah.
You know, and the bands were good. You know, here's what I could do without, I sound like a crotchety old guy, I guess now, but, it's the performances. Like, I don't need to see, you know, the hip hop performances or the songs, and like let the people with the horses and the floats and the bands do their thing. I wasn't a fan of kind of the songs and stuff.
Yeah. Well, give me a good marching band in a parade any day. That's the best.
Absolutely.
When I was there a couple years ago, we're going back, I guess, 10 years or so ago, Downton Abbey had a float, and it was spectacular. The cobblestone road was made of potatoes, and I went to the park and what looked at it up close. It was exquisite. The attention to detail with all these flowers and nuts and potato. I mean, it was just extraordinary. And you have to go back. You have to go back.
Yeah, and here's the deal. My dad would tell you this. He and his girlfriend and their family, they love parades. There's no parade they won't go to. I do not like parades. I'm not going to a parade. However, just like because of what you just said, the uniqueness of the Rose Parade, where all of these floats have to be covered in flowers, to me, that was really, really intriguing and one of the reasons, maybe the only reason, that I wanted to go out and see it in person. So
yeah,
if I know it's going to be sunny, maybe I'll try again.
Yeah, all right. Well, while you're there, you went from a rainy parade to some cemeteries?
Yeah, I don't know if you knew this, but I used to live in Southern California, graduated in, Corona High School, from Corona High School, which is in Riverside County, maybe 30 minutes from Disneyland to kind of give you some perspective. And so I've been coming out to California for forever and spending time out here. And so, but there's always something that, you know, you haven't done. And so one of the things that I had never really done, Forest Lawn, I don't know if you've heard of Forest Lawn, it's a famous cemetery. They have a handful of locations, but Glendale, California, and the Hollywood Hills are kind of their, I would say, their two most popular locations. And McGraw, they're massive, massive cemeteries, and they're beautiful. And so I decided to go and spend most of today, actually, just walking through. And there's, you know, there's actually a few museums where they have, you know, beautiful artwork. And then, of course, they have cemeteries. Obviously, not everybody's a famous person, but I did find a few. Jimmy Stewart found his grave. Matthew Perry, Perry Fisher, Bob Newhart, Elizabeth Taylor has got a gravesite. It is inside this mausoleum. Is it called a mausoleum?
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Mausoleum.
Excuse me. Yeah. And it was just a gigantic thing in there. I was happy I found the grave of Lou Rawls. That was one of my favorite singers. I love Lou Rawls.
You'll never
Betty
find.
Betty Davis, Liberace. That's right. You'll never find another love like mine. So yeah. So it's kind of fun if you enjoy. Just something a little unique, and you can find some of your favorite stars. John Ritter was one. Bob Barker. I mean, it's a bunch of them at Forest Lawn, and really the views are you know, it's a pretty hilly, you know, cemetery. At one time, I was told.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
And thought, oh, hey, look at that. So, yeah, it's really kind of a fun, like, a little scavenger hunt. I found the grave of Walt Disney, which was very just low-key, no fanfare. It's just kind of his name on a plaque. And he was cremated, so his ashes are there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was fun.
Strangely compelling. I never would have done that. But now that you're talking about it, I don't think I'd do it. But it's actually... it's kind of strangely compelling in a weird way.
What's most interesting is most of these, they're not all. So like the, you know, Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds had this pretty big, you know, kind of tomb thing. But like when you see like a Jimmy Stewart or a Bob Newhart or Bob Barker, John Ritter was one. They're just real small plaques in the ground, like nothing fancy. You know, no real ego. Liberace had one that was freaking gigantic, as you might imagine. Betty Davis had one that was, you know, huge. But most of them were just kind of plain Jane, you know, not many frills. Yeah.
You mentioned Matthew Perry. I'm sure that one still breaks your heart. So young,
yeah.
and the way he died, but. Was his plane? Was his just very? I don't want to say average, but just sort of planes, or sort of.
It was
pedestrian.
Yeah, you know. So it's funny you ask that. So when I was walking around, there were other people that were there, kind of doing what I was doing, and someone came up and said, "Hey, have you found the Matthew Perry?" Site.
Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah, I just did." I said it was kind of sad because it was so plain. And he was on like kind of the lower level of this, you know, little atrium area. And yeah, and no fanfare, a couple of slides. It was just really sad to see his for sure.
Yeah.
But seriously, it was really neat walking around there today.
All right. Bill Cleveland, spending the week in Southern California. What's on tap next
week?
And it was raining.
It was raining on me.
What's on tap next week?
I am headed to Palm Springs. So I'll hopefully have some good stuff to share with you from Palm Springs. Beautiful Palm Springs.
Palm Springs, very very modern, right? Very very mid-century modern Palm Springs. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Palm Springs is known for its mid-century modern architecture. Frank Sinatra had a place out there. A lot of famous people had homes out there. Marilyn Monroe lived out there. If I can, I will get a photo of me underneath Marilyn Monroe's legs in the gigantic Marilyn Monroe statue that is in downtown Palm Springs, and I will send that to you. We can share it with the audience. It is a sight to behold. You see Marilyn and her gigantic bloomers. Anybody that's been to Palm Springs has seen this thing. Kind of a fun sight.
You know, funny you mentioned that. I was in Minneapolis a couple years ago, and somebody said, you have to go find the Mary Tyler Moore statue. And I went found the Mary Tyler Moore statue where she throws the hat up in the air. It's right there on the corner. I found it. By golly, I found it.
So you've seen that. So the Maryland one, it's like 10 times that size. It's gigantic. And you see it all, McGraw. You see it all.
I want to hear Frank Sinatra stories next week. So find me a good Frank Sinatra story. That is Bill Cleveland, BillOnTheRoad.com, BillOnTheRoad.com, coming from not sunny Southern California, rain-soaked Pasadena, California. Bill, Happy New Year. Thanks for checking in, and we'll talk to you next Thursday. Back to our regular schedule next Thursday.
All right. Sounds good. Happy New Year.
BillOnTheRoad.com. That's the website. BillOnTheRoad.com. You can follow his musings on BillOnTheRoad.com. America at Night, back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven, where the nation comes to talk.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigLoot.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider. 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems. And if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the costs of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some big wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call TermBusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
I'll leave you with this. Macaroni and cheese. It's what got me through college. And now that I have a five-year-old, you ask her what she wants for dinner, she says macaroni and cheese. Well, Kraft Heinz, the makers of macaroni and cheese, whether it's the powdered cheese or the real liquid cheese that comes in the packet that you cut the top off and you sort of add it to it, well, believe it or not, there are now people, Wall Street Journal had a story that Kraft is facing a dilemma. They have stayed with the tried and true, and they're now getting some competition. Somebody is trying to move in on Kraft's macaroni and cheese. Their new CEO told the Wall Street Journal this week that it has to meet the moment, listen to this, and it plans to spend $60 million to boost Kraft macaroni and cheese in 2026. They're talking about rolling out a higher protein and a higher fiber variety. Who knew that there was a war going on, that there was a macaroni and cheese war going on? Holy mackerel. Macaroni and cheese has been dominated by Kraft for years and years and years. It goes all the way back to the very beginning when I'm gonna run out of time here. Kraft macaroni and cheese first sold in 1937 for 19 cents a box. It was created by a Chicago cheese mogul named James Kraft. He got his start selling cheese from a horse-drawn wagon. And that was the beginning of Kraft macaroni and cheese. But they're getting ready for a redo. How about that news? Hey, our executive director is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. Open phones next hour. Stay right there. I'm McGraw-Milhaven, and this...
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. While liberal Democrats rail against the Trump economy, economist and public policy expert Steve Moore says government data proves the economy is thriving under Donald Trump.
We had 4.3% growth in the fourth quarter, 3.8% growth in the third quarter. So, you know, by the way, the latest estimate by the Atlanta Federal Reserve Board through right before Christmas was that we're going to get 3% growth in the fourth quarter. It would have been a lot higher than that, except for, of course, we had that stupid government shutdown that probably took about a percentage point off of growth.
Moore doesn't believe the polls that show President Trump is hurting the economy.
Look at what people did during the Christmas season. Spend. So what I'm saying is, you know, we should look at what people are doing, not what they're telling pollsters. And what they're doing is they're feeling confident about the economy. They're getting out their credit card. They're spending money. They're working. We have a record number of Americans working today.
Federal authorities have disrupted a New Year's Eve attack plot in North Carolina. They've arrested an 18-year-old man who had pledged loyalty to the Islamic State group. FBI Special Agent James Barnicle says they found evidence linking him to the planning of the attack.
The FBI's evidence response team conducted a search, an authorized search, at his home and on his cellular phone. What we found was a manifesto, which the federal complaint alleges contained detailed plans to execute a massacre on New Year's Eve.
And he says some of those plans are downright frightening. The Bureau says the man allegedly planned on using knives and hammers to attack people at random in grocery stores and a fast food restaurant. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Candles were lit on Bondi Beach by families, by children, by people of faith to celebrate a festival of light, a festival from Bible times, one that Jesus himself celebrated, but instead of light, there was darkness, violence, fear, hatred, showing itself at a time meant for prayer and rejoicing. You know, it's times like this that remind us that even with a ceasefire in Israel, Jewish people are being targeted simply because of their faith, and times like this, it also reminds us why the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews exists. To stand in the gap, providing safety and security to God's people.
The fellowship brings together Christians and Jews to be a light to suffering Jews in Israel, the former Soviet Union, or wherever the needs are greatest. Today, Jewish people around the world face these threats and are so grateful for their Christian friends who stand with them. To find out how you can take part in this holy work, visit urgentifcj.org. That's one word, urgentifcj.org.
Problem at a Walt Disney World attraction.
The 400-pound boulder is a prop. It's part of the Florida theme park's Indiana Jones live show. It jumped its track earlier this week and started rolling toward the audience. The Disney employee was injured while trying to stop it. Thankfully, another worker did manage to corral the boulder before it could reach the spectators. The prop is no longer part of the shows, and Disney refuses to discuss the nature or the extent of the worker's injuries. Rich Thomason reporting.
Well, presidents often find good time to play a little golf, and Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, a favorite spot because it is close to the White House and has security. Andrews has hosted presidents for many years. Now, President Trump doesn't play Andrews, but now he's planning a major renovation project for the golf course at Andrews, a legendary Jack Nicklaus serving as the architect. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Tesla car sales have fallen for a second year now, putting the company behind a top Chinese competitor. Correspondent Ed Donahue takes a look at the numbers now and what it may mean for Elon Musk.
Tesla says it delivered 1.64 million vehicles in 2025. Chinese rival BYD sold 2.26 million vehicles last year.
We're talking 300,000 to 400,000 below where you would have hoped Tesla would have been if you go back, call it 18, 24 months.
Market analyst Dan Ives was asked if Tesla's slump has any connection to Elon Musk's involvement in the Department of Government Efficiency.
That definitely had a negative impact, especially the first half of the year.
Is Ives worried about Tesla?
We're so bullish on Tesla because of the autonomous and robotics.
Musk's focus at Tesla has pivoted to robo-taxis and robots. I'm Ed Donahue.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Wind River Resort and Casino is excited to announce the return of Slap War. Brought to you by Heartbot Productions. This exhilarating showdown will have two fierce opponents going head-to-head in an unforgettable battle of slaps. Who will emerge as the last one standing? Event is January 31st. Show begins at 7:30 p.m. For complete details or to purchase tickets, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For a moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
So the hour is all yours. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Those are the phone numbers. And we've had quite an interesting show tonight. We've had just about a little bit of everything. We had Patrick, we had Jan Hanslick, who is a former prosecutor, famous defense attorney in Los Angeles, but you might remember him as Patrick Dennis, who was the child actor in the 1958 movie Auntie Mame, which was the musical. And then they had the non-musical, or I got that backwards, with Lucille Ball, which, oddly enough, I saw that Lucille Ball movie, Mame, in Radio City Music Hall when I was a kid. Somehow, some way, they took us into the city, and they were showing Mame at Radio City Music Hall when it was, I guess they converted it from the theater to a movie theater, and now it's back to a theater. But anyway, they had it as a movie theater, and we saw Mame with Lucille Ball at Radio City Music Hall as a kid. Anyway, we talked to him, and then we talked with Bill on the Road, who was in Pasadena for the Rose Bowl Parade. We also talked to Theo Lewis-Clark, and then we talked to a cardiologist about aspirin when it comes to your heart. So we got all that, and now it's your phone calls, whatever you want to talk about. Tell us, how was Christmas? How was New Year's? Did you enjoy it? I went to bed early, put a Kevlar vest on so I didn't get hit by a falling bullet, and I was able to survive. Kind of joking, but not really. There are people who have died on Christmas and New Year's Eve because of bullets falling from the sky. So that is no joke. So we'll talk about anything you want to. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Paul in Boise. Thanks for holding on, Paul in Boise. You were on America at Night.
As usual, a stellar show you put on tonight. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Last week you talked about The Untouchables, the movie with Sean Connery and Kevin Costner.
Yeah. Yeah. De Niro and everybody. Yeah.
Yeah. And what you didn't have time to talk about, I would assume, would be The Untouchables, the television program that was introduced by Walter Winchell. Do you recall Walter Winchell?
I know the radio. So there was a radio show called The Untouchables with Walter Winchell.
That's probably where it got the idea to put it on television. And to mention Auntie Name, the producer of that was Desi Lu Productions, which was
Lucille Ball
and Desi Arnaz.
Yeah. Well, The Untouchables, the movie came out, the late 80s? But the TV show... It was based on Elliot Ness wrote a book or something, right? That was the whole idea. That's how the TV show came to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Another actor that did that show.
Yeah. Well, the book, right now, but. Elliot Ness, from, if memory serves me right, that book was, even though it was considered nonfiction, should have been put in the fiction aisle. Because a lot of that was sort of made up and sort of as a marketing ploy on the part of Elliot Ness. But, you know, it was a great movie. I don't remember much of the TV show, but I remember the movie.
I didn't watch that until it was about 83, the first time I ever got to watch it. And it came on at midnight. So I was staying up way past my bedtime to get to that show. And I'll tell you what, that was one of the best shows of all time. Especially having Walter Winchell do the narration.
Yeah.
He did Elliot Ness wants to say, I go on the east side.
The TV show.
They show him getting in the car with Rico.
TV show was Robert Stack, right? Who ended up doing, wasn't that the guy who did, ended up doing, what was the not The Untouchables, but, what was the TV show he did where Unsolved Mysteries? Unsolved Mysteries, yeah.
Unsolved Mysteries, yeah.
Yeah.
And he had quite the voice, too, but Walter Winchell just, he fired your imagination when you heard him talk.
Hey, Paul in Boise, thanks for checking in. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night. Bye.
Gil in San Antonio. Gil, welcome to America at Night. Thanks for joining us.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay. One of your last shows, you had the author of a book talked about General MacArthur and General Wainwright. I spent a lot of time the last 25 years in the Philippines, and the headquarters on Corregidor has been preserved like a national park, and it's exactly the way it was in 1942, along with some special sound effects and lighting and what have you. It's a full-day trip because Corregidor is an island. There's one interesting backstory, if I try to make it quick. You remember the Smothers Brothers, I'm sure.
Yes, I do.
They were in Manila when the Japanese attacked. Their father was an army officer, a major, and he got them on a special ship to get dependents out of harm's way. It was Tom and Dick, an infant sister, and their mom. Who would have thought that the Smothers Brothers were in Manila when the Japanese attacked?
So before they were the Smothers Brothers, they were in the military and just happened to be in the area when the Doolittle raids happened?
No. When the Japanese attacked the Philippines, Manila.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So they were in Manila when that happened.
Yes, wow. Their dad was a major. He was taken prisoner and he died in Japanese captivity.
I didn't know that about the Smothers Brothers. Their father died while in the military as a prisoner.
Yeah, he was in the death march, and he was being transported back to Japan to work in slave labor, and the ship he was on was actually torpedoed by an American submarine. They didn't know that there were prisoners on the ship. Rather tragic.
How about that story? Gil, good insight. Thank you, sir. Have yourself a good night. Thanks for checking in. Happy New Year. Look forward to talking to you more in 2026.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Gil in San Antonio always comes up. That's a nice little nugget of information. Hey, the S&P 500 just completed one of the best three-year runs it has ever had. It was rising. Listen to this. The S&P 500 has risen 80% from the start of 2023 through December 31st. The S&P 500 is up 80% since the start of 2023. So all of 2023, 24, and all of 25. So 3 years. It's up 80%. By the way, again, I said this earlier in the show. When I give you advice, if you want to make money, do the opposite and you will be on easy street. Do not listen to any financial advice that I give you. Wall Street thinks, according to the Wall Street Journal, Wall Street thinks the party is just getting started. Few expect the good times to keep rolling indefinitely. They asked five investors on the Wall Street Journal where you put your money in 26. One sector said facing a reckoning is the grocery aisle. They said, the grocery aisle is going to be hit hard in 2026. But AI, artificial intelligence. There's also a lot of people who are saying that because we're going to get such big, fat tax returns because of the lifting of the SALT tax limitations, right? They would only write off $10,000. That's been lifted. The tax brackets being what they are, the big, beautiful bill. There are going to be a lot of people who are going to be surprised by the larger tax return. And so many people are saying that is going to fuel at least the first half of 2026. But the S&P 500 completed one of the best three-year runs ever, rising over 80% in the last 3 years. All right, it's open phones, 1-844.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here, What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
TaxShield 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class, exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the costs of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some big wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Welcome to America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
All right, welcome back. Here are the phone numbers, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. It's Friday night, and we are hanging out together. So what are you doing? Give me a call. Tell me what you're thinking. What's on your mind? What are you thinking? Something crazy, something silly, something very deep, something very whimsical. It's the hour is all yours. We can talk about whatever you want because it's open phones, and I'm going to do everything I can to sort of keep this hour open phones for everybody. So that we can keep it going because it's actually quite fun. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. I should mention Come Monday on the show, I know when last we left you, which was days get all confused because in the middle of the week you take 2 days off. Oh, that would have been Tuesday night. Tuesday night open phones. We got into a discussion, and I think people got angry with me. I'm not quite sure why they were yelling at me, but a lot of this conversation about what's going on in Minneapolis came up on the show. And so on Monday, we're going to talk to a political analyst who is a political analyst for WCCO in Minneapolis. And so we're going to hear straight from the ground in Minneapolis. What's the latest in this whole controversy? What's real? What's fake? What's fake news? What's real? What's going on? What's the latest? And how bad is it? And what about this video? And how much can we trust this guy? And what about these other daycares and everything else? We were talking about it, and I guess some people got angry with me because I have a somewhat hefty dose of skepticism anytime it comes to anything like this. And we started talking about daycares in general, and people were convinced, oh, these, again, I don't know, and I don't want to start this controversy again, but I think it's important to at least acknowledge that daycares in the 21st century are like lockdowns, right? They're on lockdown. And when I would go pick up my little one from the daycare, you would buzz, they would look at you, and then they would, you know, if they knew who you were, they would let you in. If they didn't, they would come to the door and, like, through the glass, say, can I help you, right? They would never unlock the door for a stranger. They have children inside. And oftentimes when I would go to pick her up, sometimes they'd be in the back in the playground. Sometimes they'd be in the art department. Sometimes they'd be in their classroom. And so, right, oftentimes it looked like there was nobody there, but the kids were in the classroom or the kids were out. So, and then the person answering the door is, you know, anyway, there's lots of reasons why that video could have been manipulated. So Monday on the show, we're going to go and talk to somebody from Minneapolis who is well-respected, well-trusted. So that's the plan for Monday as we start with the show. So other interesting news that has sort of made the news here at the end of the year, start of the new year, is that Warren Buffett has retired from Berkshire Hathaway. And for those who know Warren Buffett, it is a heck of a story. And here is a man who, with no disrespect to Warren Buffett, is a marketing genius. He is marketing himself as the affable billionaire, right? The absent-minded billionaire, the very whimsical, folksy billionaire. And in the 1960s, he bought a failing textile company called Berkshire Hathaway, and he turned it into one of the giant conglomerates the world has ever seen. And as he retires now at the age of 90, and he hands it off to his successor, they are sitting on $358 billion of cash. Cash alone. They own things like ABC. They own things like Coca-Cola. They own things like See's Candies. They own, they used to own a lot of Apple, though they still own quite a bit of Apple. They used to own Wells Fargo. They owned a lot of Wells Fargo. Geico Insurance. So a whole bunch of companies. And he buys companies, and he collects the dividends, and he's sitting on a mountain of cash. Now, let's see, when he bought Berkshire Hathaway in the 1960s, Berkshire Hathaway, I believe, and the story goes, if I have it correctly, he bought the company because he bought some stock in the company and he didn't like the way it was being run, or they told him one thing and they ended up doing another and he wasn't happy with it. So he decided to buy the company and fire all the management. And when he bought the company, I want to say the stock was at $13. Well, today it closed. In the 1960s, he bought it for $13. Today, it closed for $744,000. $744,000. Now, here's the interesting story about Warren Buffett. He used to be my neighbor. That's right. Warren Buffett used to be my neighbor. When we come back, I will tell you the story about Warren Buffett as my neighbor, one of the richest men the world has ever seen, and me, lived one block apart. We'll come back after the top of the hour, or after the bottom of the hour, and I'll tell you that story. It's open phones, 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729, 1-844-262-4729. America at Night, open phones. We got a couple lines open for you. Give us a call. Friday night, we're having fun. America at Night, back in a moment.
This is America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
According to the Farmer's Almanac, we're getting a dry, mild winter in the western states this year, honey.
Oh, please. You say that every year. We're still getting new wiper blades. Premier Oil Change has their buy one, get one free sale, and I'm not passing that up.
But the Almanac...
The only forecast I care about... is buy one, get one free. Get in the car.
At Premier Oil Change, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free now through January 7th. No appointment needed. Just cruise on in, grab a free beverage, hop on the free Wi-Fi, and earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. All while trained technicians take care of our thorough 30-point service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Shopping Center, in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from the Round Table Pizza. Stop making excuses and come to the home of the friendly oil change today. Your wipers will thank you.
Your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at gormancomp.com. Law.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at Turtle Bay.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Insurance agent.
Every 65 seconds, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's disease. Many don't even know it.
I was lucky. We caught this at the very earliest stages. Pieces of my past are being erased.
Bright Focus Foundation's Alzheimer's Disease Research Program has invested more than $175 million in breakthrough research. Call us at 1-855-345-6237 or visit us online at brightfocus.org/brainhealth to learn more.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
When I had my injury, I realized that my home was just not working for me and that it was time to ask for help. Homes for Our Troops is really giving me my life back. It's not just about a home, it's about creating a family and a community that's going to stick with you for the rest of your life.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Coming to you from the heart of the nation, this is America at Night with McGraw-Milhaven.
Hey, it's Open Phones. I was in the middle of my Warren Buffett story. Warren Buffett just retired from Berkshire Hathaway, and their stock, by the way, as we mentioned, closed today at, what is it? What did I say it was? It was, here you go, $744,000. It's Baby Berks. The Berkshire B, right? The Baby Berks, the B shares, they're a steal at $496. So how about that? So here's my story. When I was got into radio up in Omaha, Nebraska, we're going back a number of years, 20 plus years ago, I was lucky enough to buy a home, and I bought a home and a very lovely starter home, and I scraped together all of my nickels and dimes and purchased a home. Believe it or not, my mortgage was a five-year ARM at 6.5%, and I thought I had died and gone to heaven. 6.5%, five-year ARM is the greatest deal I'd ever heard of. Anyway, so I buy this home, lovely, lovely starter home in a lovely little community. And so I was there for a good year or so, maybe 2 years before I moved on, radio career being what it is, moved on. But in that year I was living there, I became friends with some of the neighbors. And some of the neighbors, one of the girls who lived on the block told a great story. She lived on the next block. So I lived on a block, and then she lived on, I was like on the corner. She was on the next block. And she happened to live on the same block as Warren Buffett. And so she was throwing a 40th birthday party for herself, and she wanted to invite all of her neighbors because she was being very neighborly. Back when we like liked our neighbors, and back when we like talked to people and didn't think they were our sworn enemy. And so she invited everybody on the block, and she thought to herself, should I invite the richest man in the world who just also happens to live on my block? Now, it was a block where modest homes, and he lived at the corner where, you know, it was this really, really nice home. Wasn't it modest for a, you know, gabillionaire, but still a nicer home than some of the other houses on the block. And so she said, well, shoot, you know what? Yeah, if I'm going to invite all the neighbors on the block, I'm going to invite all the neighbors on the block. So she left a note on a little card on his door and walked away. Well, lo and behold, the door rings the next day, and it's him. And he says, thank you very much for the card. It's very lovely. I'm going to be out of town the day of your party, but please feel free the next time you do something like this. I would love to come and you know, chat with the neighbors. So a few years goes by, and she wants to throw a 4th of July party And she wants to invite all the neighbors. And so she leaves the little flyer, the little note, the little card in his mailbox. And 4th of July, he shows up drinking I think it was a Diet Coke, and spent a good hour there talking with the neighbors, just having a grand old time, just hanging out, being an American. And, there's Bob, there's Steve, and there's my neighbor Warren, who is the richest man in the world. I love that story. But that's the type of guy he is. Right? He's a brilliant mathematical mind, right? Became a billionaire, investing in all of these companies, and is 90 years old, and he says he's nothing more than compound interest. Which, right, it's nothing more than compound interest. Slow and steady wins the race. That was his goal, and he's been very honest about and very forthcoming about how he's made some good deals and he's made some bad deals. But he has the greatest thing of all, which is time, right? And compounding interest. So that's my Warren Buffett brush with greatness. 1-844-2-McGraw, 1-844-262-4729. Let's go to John in St. Louis. John, thanks for holding on. Yes. Welcome to America at Night.
Yes, McGraw.
John,
how
go
you
ahead.
Doing?
I'm doing great, John. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I will just call and let you all know that I really, really enjoyed Hollywood Exec for a Day.
You like that one. Did you pick the right one or did you pick the wrong one?
Well, my baby in the back, she's hollering, I think that was the right one. Isn't that right, baby? Yep. There it is. You have it.
How old's your baby in the back seat?
She's 16 months.
Oh, my goodness. You take care of that little baby, huh? That's your job now.
Yes, sir. Thank you, McGraw.
You got it. That little angel sent directly from heaven, John. You're supposed to take care of her, so do a good job. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
You got it. John in St. Louis. Let's go to Tony in Montreal. Tony, welcome to America at Night. Hello.
How you doing?
Good. Tony, how are you doing?
Good. I think we're becoming really good friends. We insult each other, and we still talk to each other. I think that's good news. What do you think?
I don't think you insulted me, and please God, I hope I didn't insult you.
No, I'm joking. We never insult each other. I got a big smile on my face sitting here having my marinara and arrabbiata as I listen to you, and my Asiago cheese, and I'm enjoying your show, so... Never am I. I don't have time to get angry with people. I just differences of opinion just are differences of opinion. I just want to talk about culture, though. A little bit of culture. You mentioned one time. You said, Tony, don't get angry with America. They don't even know their own history. So, a little bit of a history lesson. You guys have great, great cultural talent. You know, obviously icons. You know, Al Pacino and great bands, Bruce Springsteen. But your little neighbor to the north. We have equally talented bands, and I'm just going to talk about bands tonight. If you can take a look, because you're a St. Louis Blues fan, I want you to maybe roll some tunes, maybe later if you have, or maybe you've already done this one, Red Ryder and Tom Cochran. He wrote some amazing tunes. I think that Bruce Springsteen is the Tom Cochran of the United States, because I think that if anyone likes Bruce Springsteen, you'd love Tom Cochran. I won't say they're in competition, but not too many people. I think you guys know about him, but you don't have that much of a, let's say, a playlist on him. But I think you should just do a couple of his tunes, and The Boy Inside the Man, and Lunatic Fringe when he was with Red Ryder. And
Name is Tom Cochran?
Yeah, Tom Cochran. He's now off. He used to be in Red Ryder. It was first called Red Ryder. And now it's just Tom Cochran and his band. But he wrote some incredible songs that have major impact on Canadians. And for the one song I want you to actually see on YouTube is Big Leagues. He wrote it in 1988 about a hockey player that was going to make it from the big league. Talk about his dad and his son. And he didn't make it to the big leagues because he was in the wrong lane doing 70 with his girlfriend. Mm. And if you read the history, there's some type of historical connection to Luc Bourdon and other players. But he says it's an amalgamation of all guys trying to make it to the big leagues. But I want you to listen to the Canadiana in that guy's voice. I want you to appreciate the love that we have for our country and understand that we are not in a competition with your country. We are your friends. And when your major politicians, that sometimes I agree with your major politicians, but when you want to take over our country, you think about the toughest hockey players in the world that played for your team, that your teams, the greatest actors that you guys have, and the greatest bands. Just by the way, the band, the 1960s icon rock and roll folks group.
Hold on a second. Tony, I am what, 58 years old, and the only person I have ever heard say anything negative about Canada, anything,
yeah,
was President Trump, where he went
yeah,
off
he
this
said it, he
last
said enough,
6 months
though.
Or whatever
he
it
said
was.
Enough.
No, I know, but I mean, it is so off the charts,
annoying.
Insane.
It's annoying.
Because, I mean, I've been to Canada numerous times. Every time I go, I've been to Banff, one of the most beautiful places in all the world. I've been to Toronto. I've been up in Vancouver. I almost took a Canadian Rockies train across the continent. I didn't get a chance to, but I had plans to do it at one point. The most beautiful scenery, the most beautiful people. The coldest and nicest beer I think I've ever had was a Moosehead when I was in Toronto, but that's a whole other story. nobody has ever said a negative. No one's even said anything in it remotely negative. Like, boy, that guy's a jerk who was from Canada. The only person I've ever heard anything negative about Canada was President Trump. So Americans love Canada. They love Canadians. We're tied at the hip. We have so many, you know, cultural icons that are from Canada, that are down here, that are from America, that are up there. So I please tell your neighbors and friends up in Canada that Americans love Canadians.
So I'll just say this. I agree with a lot of his President Trump's economic policies, whether, Americans agree or not, because, you know, I'm a conservative economist. But in terms of cultural imposition.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes, people, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Men from the North.
Not only that, I was rooting for the Blue Jays during this last World Series, so there you go.
Hey, listen, you know what? We got our revenge in the Four Nations Cup. You know, Trump was saying he was going to, you know, kick us all over the ice. And, of course, you know, the little brother to the north, of course it was a fantastic game, but we beat you by one goal. But that doesn't matter. I mean, it's all in fun. But the thing is, it sent a little bit of a riveting message back to Washington. We're not so bad. We're pretty tough. And we still love you, and you bring the best out of us, but we're still your friends.
Tony in Montreal, have yourself a happy new year. Look forward to talking more in the future.
No problem, man. I love you.
You got it. America at Night right here. Back in a moment.
America at Night with McGraw-Millhaven, where the nation comes to talk.
You still... You You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Well, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
Ah, the internet. A place where your curiosity can flourish. Unless malware gets in the way. It's a place that can surprise you. With phishing websites and trackers.
The internet is wonderful, but you must protect yourself online.
Protect yourself online with NordVPN. TechRadar named it the number one VPN in 2025. A single NordVPN account secures up to 10 devices. What else? This cybersecurity tool also encrypts your browsing. NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro feature helps you block malware, avoid phishing, and stop digital trackers. NordVPN scans the dark web to check that the information associated with your email address is not exposed. Just a few clicks and you're safer online. Browse with more peace of mind. Get the best deal at NordVPN.com.
We didn't know what to expect. We were just left in a hotel.
My mom was doing drugs in the house.
Tay and Brianna spent years of their childhood in homes that weren't safe. They were placed in foster care and longed for a permanent, loving home.
I didn't know what my future was.
I wouldn't speak to anyone. I was afraid of everything.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Brianna and Tay were adopted and now feel excited about their futures.
I'm studying to be a chef, and I really want to travel the world.
I'm going to be a mechanic, and I can focus on my career.
Right now, in the United States, there are more than 100,000 children in foster care, just like Brianna and Tay, who need a family now. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One. Now, a 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
This is America at Night with McGraw Milhaven.
All right, let's go back to phones here. We've got Hillary in St. Louis. Hillary, thanks for joining us. Welcome to America at Night.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
Your show is so much fun. I totally enjoyed the exec for a night because you know how you predict movies and you think, man, I really could have produced that a little bit better. But that Theo, I think his name is, something Clark, but that really allows me to be like, yes, I really could produce something. So thanks so much for bringing that to us. It's a lot of fun.
Hillary, I have to ask you a question. Are you related to Theo Lewis Clark?
No, I think I've seen him around because I am from St. Louis, but I'm not related to him.
Okay, I just thought he would put you up to this phone call just to sort of, he would pay you to say something nice about him.
I mean, I don't know him that well, but he's pretty charismatic, so I could see him probably encouraging people to do that. But
I very much could see him paying somebody to do that. Okay. All right, fair.
Okay,
so one.
Someone? No.
All right. So Hillary, check. Hillary is a fan of Theo Lewis Clark. I can't wait. You see his head getting bigger than the arch as you talk about him. Anything else, Hillary?
Well, you know, you all know how to produce a show. So you're doing a great job, and I enjoy listening to you. If it wasn't for me, I probably wouldn't be listening. So, I mean, I think, you know, it does draw me in to laugh and listen and enjoy what you all put together. So thanks for the wonderful entertainment.
Hillary, thank you very much. What a great way to end the first show of 2026. I thank you for the phone call. Spread the word and call back anytime.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good night.
You got it. I'll keep saying it, but when Westwood One came to me and said, would you be interested in what kind of show would you like to do? I made no bones about the fact that I wanted to bring it back to what Larry King did and what Jim Bohannon did, which was just sort of interesting conversation. And not to say that the other shows aren't interesting, but I'm just naturally curious about a lot of different things. And so that's the type of show I want to do. And if I'm going to have to do a show for 3 hours, this is the show I want to do. And so Hillary, I thank you. And all the kind words, and even the ones who say they don't like the show, can't please everybody. You got to do the show you have to do. So I will leave you with this. There's a couple of interesting stories that I just can't get to. But there's a good story I want to leave you with about artificial intelligence. There's a lot of negatives about artificial intelligence and about how Elon Musk is now trying to rewrite his artificial intelligence on Twitter so that it won't create child pornography. Okay? I think we have a problem with artificial intelligence. But it's not all bad. And I leave you with this story. In China, they are using artificial intelligence to detect pancreatic cancer. And so there are stories of pancreatic cancer being one of the most aggressive forms of cancer because it's so hard for early detection. And there are now tests being done using special CAT scans, CT scans, that use artificial intelligence. That's the best I can explain it because I'm certainly not a doctor. But they're using artificial intelligence to detect early cancer cells within the pancreas. And there have been stories about how they have gone in and taken out the cancer. The biggest thing is, right, trying to get it early. And if you can't detect it early, that's why it's so dangerous. Now, it's certainly not perfect, and they're certainly worried about some false positives and some people maybe being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer who don't have pancreatic cancer. But there are now seeing some real results with artificial intelligence that is able to detect some forms of pancreatic cancer in its early stages and able to save lives of people who otherwise would die of cancer, except for the fact that these leaps and bounds of technology with artificial intelligence. And so, right, the fight begins, the yin and the yang. Everything's not all good and everything's not all bad, because with all the troubles artificial intelligence is creating, these people point to, the experts point to things like this that will see some real-world advantages to artificial intelligence. I'm sure we'll be talking about it in the future. We thank you for checking in. Monday, we'll start January in earnest. So have a good, safe weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday night. Our executive director is Alex Hinton. Our engineer tonight is Richard Good. Thanks to Theo and Bill on the road and everybody else. This is America at Night on Westwood One.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's...
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Terrorist attack on a store in Charlotte, North Carolina has been foiled. Here's correspondent Ed Donahue.
U.S. Attorney Russ Ferguson described it. Arrested was 18-year-old Christian Sturdivant, who he says had been reading ISIS material and made TikTok videos.
And eventually reached out to what he thought was a member of ISIS, in reality was an undercover agent with NYPD in New York.
Ferguson says Sturdivant talked about his plans.
About what means he would use to kill innocent people. He said he was going to wear a Kevlar vest and attack people with knives and hammers.
He was arrested Wednesday. Sturdivant is being held after an initial court appearance. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump and Iranian officials exchanging threats as widening economic protests sweep across parts of the Islamic State. President Trump warned Tehran that if it violently harms peaceful protesters, the United States will come to their aid. Strong earthquake has shaken parts of Mexico. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Tremors from the earthquake interrupted President Claudia Sheinbaum's first news briefing of the new year as a seismic alarm sounded. Friday's quake had a preliminary magnitude of 6.5, and its epicenter was near the town of San Marcos in the southern state of Guerrero, near the Pacific Coast resort of Acapulco, according to Mexico's National Seismological Agency. There's been no immediate reports of damage or casualties. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Investigators say they believe sparkling candles atop champagne bottles ignited that fire in a Swiss ski resort on New Year's Eve. Came a little too close to the ceiling in that crowded bar. 40 young people were killed in that fire, and officials now say the injury count is 119. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Rosters have been set for the men's and women's U.S. Olympic hockey team.
The U.S. unveiled its men's hockey roster for the upcoming Milan Cortina Winter Olympic. The only additions were forwards Tage Thompson and Clayton Keller and defenseman Seth Jones. Thompson and Keller helped the U.S. win the World Hockey Championship for the first time since 1933. Only Americans Chris Kreider and Adam Fox of the New York Rangers are not back from the Four Nations. 36-year-old Hillary Knight is set to make her fifth Olympic appearance on a 23-player U.S. women's national team that's favored to win gold. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
Tesla has lost its crown as the world's best-selling electric vehicle maker. Tesla delivered 1.6 million vehicles in 2025, but Chinese rival BYD sold 2.2 million. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Oxford Bus Company in the UK has 4,000 lost and found items.
Keys, mobile phones, umbrellas, purses, and wallets are among the most common items. But there are things like a bag of rubber ducks, a box of fortune cookies, an inflatable dinosaur costume, a jar of pickled onions, a bicycle tire, and a 22-pound bag of rice. The company says misplacing a personal item can be a stressful experience, and using technology, they return up to 23% of those items.
Now, here's a good feel-good story, rather. Firefighters in Rhode Island have rescued a yellow lab named Phoenix on New Year's Day after the dog fell in an ice-covered pond. Firefighters and emergency teams were quickly dispatched. They donned ice rescue suits to save him and the dog. And pretty soon, rescuers were safely brought back to shore, and the dog's okay. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Mark Levin weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
On, let's just say, rumor? This was what passes for journalism on MS-13 now.
There is a passage in which someone reported seeing Trump eat, and Trump at a meal, at a single sitting, ate.
Now, again, this is a report of someone saying they saw the president eat at a single meal, at a single sitting.
Apparently, a McDonald's quarter pounder with cheese and a Big Mac and a fillet of fish, which is like three dinners.
No, it's not like three dinners, but that's a good try. Maybe it's more than you would suggest, but the president has a history of sharing his appreciation and enjoyment for McDonald's. Heck, he worked there. He really did, unlike Kamala.
It's the way this president dines, and with in that quantity, and should that perhaps be alarming? He's going to be 80 years old later this year. It doesn't seem he's really taking care of himself.
Oh, they're worried he's not taking care of himself. Remember when Joe Biden got ice cream just about every time he stopped somewhere? Was that a good thing? And the president did hold forth on New Year's Eve at Mar-a-Lago. The President of the United States was at Mar-a-Lago, and he had, in fact, I'm sure, not a meal consisting of McDonald's New Year's Eve at Mar-a-Lago. It was a fairly well-heeled crowd. How do I know it's a well-heeled crowd? The President hosted an auction that night. There was a painting that was done, a stunning painting. And I don't know how these people do it. I watch people paint something in their studios. I have friends who are actual painters, and it takes them sometimes months to finish a painting. These people do beautiful paintings in minutes. And this woman painted a very large Jesus Christ painting. And the president said, let's sell this for charity. They put it up for auction. 50% of the money was going to St. Jude's Hospital. 50% was going to the Palm Beach Sheriff's Department. The bidding started at $100,000. So that's what leads me to believe they weren't serving Big Macs at Mar-a-Lago on New Year's Eve. Probably a lot nicer stuff. Not that McDonald's isn't delicious. The ultimate bid on the painting sold for $2.75 million. Again, New Year's Eve, Mar-a-Lago, 50% of that money went to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. 50% went to help out the Palm Beach Sheriff's Department, showing you where President Trump's priorities are. Taking care of law enforcement, specifically local law enforcement, and taking care of a great charity, St. Jude's Hospital. If you haven't seen it, it's an interesting video of the President of the United States all dolled up. He was, and the First Lady was quite dolled up as well. But Eugene Robinson and the folks at MS-13 now, they will never stop trying to denigrate the president. They will never stop. I guarantee you it's going to be relentless and endless. And they'll take every chance they can. But this is just an example. Spreading a rumor. Now, yeah, during the 2016 election, I believe there was a lot of talk about how much McDonald's was consumed on the campaign trail. And we know that there was McDonald's on the plane. RFK Jr. actually was seen eating McDonald's, and a lot of people were giving him a hard time about that because of the way he eats. But to make this the sticking point this morning on MS-13 now, again, where is the journalism?
There is a passage in which someone reported seeing Trump eat, and Trump at a meal, at a single sitting, ate apparently a McDonald's quarter pounder with cheese and a Big Mac and a fillet of fish, which is like three dinners.
What, no fries? Yeah, but he had a Diet Coke. I love the way they report. They're reporting on MS-13 now, especially Eugene Robinson. Reminds me of Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
That's right. I wonder if she's working at MS-13 now. I wonder if that's happening. Look, this just rings so hollow after all of the avoidance of any credible journalism or reporting about Joe Biden. This is not going to be accepted by anybody. By anybody at all. The president also did report to the media that his most recent exam included an MRI. Remember that scene? Well, the reporting has been changed that the president's doctor is saying, no, it was a CAT scan. It was a CT scan. CBS News, and this is kind of an important story to take and make record of, CBS News tried to find a way to prove to you that the president is not in good shape.
It was just an MRI. What part of the body? It wasn't the brain.
President Trump insisted for months he had an MRI during his October visit to Walter Reed National Medical Center. But today, he and the White House physician, Sean Barbabella, revealed it was a CT scan done to definitively rule out any cardiovascular issues.
Aha! He mislabeled a CAT scan an MRI. How dare he? He must be thrown out of office. The President of the United States should be impeached for saying it was an MRI when it was a CT scan. And I ask any one of us, can you explain the difference between a CT scan and an MRI? I know one may be a little more accurate than the other, but CBS News is absolutely obsessed. And again, this is important because of what is allegedly going on at CBS News. Let's follow this report a little bit further.
The imaging results were perfectly normal, Barbabella said. But the revelation comes as Trump, the oldest man to ever assume the presidency at 79, has faced scrutiny about his health.
I think I'm in great shape.
The White House has insisted Trump's hands are bruised because he meets and greets so many people.
The president is literally constantly shaking hands. The Oval Office is like Grand Central Terminal.
But he told the Wall Street Journal today it's because he takes too much aspirin, which can cause the bruising, and that he's ignored doctor recommendations. He switched from his current dose of 325 milligrams to a suggested lower dose. They say aspirin's good for thinning out the blood, Trump told the Journal, and I don't want thick blood pouring through my heart. I want nice thin blood pouring through my heart.
So now that statement is going to get all kinds of questions about the president's mental competence. They're going to say, he's talking about he wants thin blood. He's not a doctor, people. He might be pulling your chain, as it were. CBS continues with this curious report.
In July, the president saw doctors about swelling in his legs, which his physician called superficial chronic venous insufficiency, common in older adults when one-way valves and veins don't work properly.
Now, that is common. It's very common, yet very treatable. That fact is kind of left out of the report. And CBS News is constantly focusing now on the ankles of the president.
I took my physical. I got all A's, everything.
And in recent months, he's been caught with his eyes closed during cabinet meetings and Oval Office events. But he told the Journal he blames trouble sleeping at night and photographers who take a picture of me blinking.
And Ed joins us live right now. We've been hearing, also switching gears, a lot about the administration's actions when it comes to the cartels. Ed, what do you know in terms of what's next?
Well, now they're talking about the president's schedule and the fact that he has cut back on his travel. Really? He's cut back on his travel? Very interesting. I seem to remember the guy bouncing all over the Middle East and then to Europe, and he does regularly go back and forth from Mar-a-Lago to D.C. He's on the campaign trail and will be on the campaign trail, according to Susie Wiles, as if this were a presidential campaign year, as the president is attempting to make sure that the midterms are successful. More on that later. Just kind of interesting to me that the media seems to be jumping on President Trump's health right now. And the CBS report made me take notice. Why? Because the new anchor of CBS Evening News, Tony, what is it, put out this report on New Year's Eve.
On too many stories, the press has missed the story because we've taken into account the perspective of advocates and not the average American.
I kind of agree with that.
Or we put too much weight in the analysis of academics or elites and not enough on you. And I know this because at certain points, I have been you. I have felt this way too.
Wait, you are me? Does that mean I am you? I hope not.
I felt like what I was seeing and hearing on the news didn't reflect what I was seeing and hearing in my own life.
So did you stand up and say, hold on a second here, I work in the news. He's been at CBS since 2013, I think. And now he's the anchor? If you were feeling that way, did you ever stand up? I wonder.
And that the most urgent questions simply weren't being asked. So here's my promise to you, today and every time you see me in this chair. You come first, not advertisers, not politicians, not corporate interests. And yes, that does include the corporate owners of CBS. I report for you.
I wonder. Well, now that we have it on tape, we'll have to keep our eye on that. You want to join the conversation today and talk about your New Year's? We can talk about what you witnessed. We have plenty to discuss as it relates to the latest out of Minnesota and the massive fraud that's now been caught up and maybe spreading worse in Washington State and Ohio. There's news on gas taxes. And as I said, we will keep our eyes on Iran and give you a complete update on what happened in the change of power as the socialist communist mayor was sworn in New York City over the last 24 hours. It got weird. It's Michael Pelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
Ah, the internet. A place where your curiosity can flourish. Unless malware gets in the way. It's a place that can surprise you. With phishing websites and trackers. The internet is wonderful, but you must protect yourself online. Protect yourself online with NordVPN. TechRadar named it the number one VPN in 2025. A single NordVPN account secures up to 10 devices. What else? This cybersecurity tool also encrypts your browsing. NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro feature helps you block malware, avoid phishing, and stop digital trackers. NordVPN scans the dark web to check that the information associated with your email address is not exposed. Just a few clicks and you're safer online. Browse with more peace of mind. Get the best deal at NordVPN.com.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Maybe you haven't heard about us. We're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless has you paying for more data than you might need. Why? They might want you to cover the cost of younger people who do use all that data. If you're not using the data, you're probably being used. We've heard time and time again that some Big Wireless customers get stuck paying hundreds and even thousands more for years and years because they think it's hard to switch. Not with us. It takes just about 20 minutes, and you can change your plan anytime without extra charges. We use the same towers as the big guys, so you'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Our plans start at just $20 a month, and for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
It is the Chris Plant Show, and a happy, happy new year to you. It is 2026. That got here quickly. Everything seemed to be safe and sound in our country. I saw the horrific situation at the ski center, the fancy dinner where at least 47 people died, and the church in Amsterdam that burned. And the minute I saw the church, this centuries-old, beautiful church, up in flames, I went, uh-oh. Because we've seen, frankly, a lot of angry militant Muslims in Europe doing dumb things, horrible things. And we still don't know if the church was lit on fire due to some kind of crazy arson, or was it teens just shooting off fireworks? And then not too far from D.C., I think it was Frederick, Maryland, where they had the bridge, the fake out of the bridge with the supposed fireworks show that never happened. Oh, no, the Brooklyn Bridge. The Brooklyn Bridge had the big one, where they had thousands of people gathered to watch what had been reported on social media to be an event at midnight, which will launch fireworks off the Brooklyn Bridge. And thousands of people gathered, and nothing happened. This is why you don't believe everything you see on the internets. You're supposed to take a minute and do some research. Push the grok button if you're on Twitter X. It actually verifies stuff. Anyway, the phones are hopping already in the new year. 888-630-9625. First call of the year goes to Henry in Dunkirk, Maryland. Hello, Henry. Welcome.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm great.
Love your show. Love the show.
Thank you.
I just want to digress a little bit talking about President Trump and his McDonald's meal. I'm 74 years old, and when I go to McDonald's, I get two double cheeseburgers, medium fries, and a large Coke. So what's the difference between me getting two burgers and fries and the president getting three sandwiches? Nothing.
No.
So.
No, it's not. And I know everybody points to that that old documentary, Supersize Me, right? That Morgan Spurlock. And I think he's gone now.
And right, me, yeah.
But who knows what the president's health has been. I think he looks better. I looked at him walking into Mar-a-Lago with Melania, and he looks thinner this term than he did last term. And I don't know what that can be associated with, maybe hanging around Robert Kennedy. But, yeah, they're going to find problems with anything. And now the report, you heard the report about the aspirin, where he said he was taking 325 milligrams and he decided to take lower. Now,
right.
Now they're saying, well, he's defying his doctor's orders and taking less than he's supposed to. No matter what he does, they're going to find fault. But Happy New Year to you, Henry. Thanks for being here. You have the honor of being the first call of the year on the Chris Plant Show. It's Mike Opelka, and for my friend Chris Plant, on The Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
Ready to grow your business?
KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit readingonlinemarketing.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Dries. Michigan's went from something like 34 cents a gallon to 52 cents a gallon. So if you're in Michigan and you're planning on reaping the benefits of President Trump's presidency and having cheaper fuel, the state government has said, oh no, that's not going to happen. We've got designs on your money. You can't get away with paying less. You might even have to pay a little bit more. Kind of the same with New Jersey. And in the state of Virginia, there's some really interesting and curious taxes being applied to just basic things like meals. And one particular county, Fairfax, Virginia County, just added a 4% meals tax. So if you think food's going to get cheaper because it's costing less money to deliver, the state's going, no, we can't have you paying less. We need that money. We know how to spend it better than you. Very interesting. But the Michigan gas tax just seems awful. And I wonder if that's going to help Gretchen Whitmer with her political pursuits going forward. Also, speaking of Michigan, this is kind of an interesting deal if you're in the state of Michigan. Elon Musk is attempting to regain some of his dominance in the electric vehicle market. Not that his company is falling apart, but sales are down. And you have to think a lot of it has to do with the fact that there's no more government subsidy, the $7,500 vehicle credit going away. And so you have to pay for the car. You and I shouldn't have to pay for anybody wanting to buy an electric vehicle. If someone wants to make that choice, that's their choice. So Elon has just put together a new deal that will allow for some cheap rentals of cars. Yeah, but it's only in Michigan. It's only in Michigan, and it's directly from Tesla. So if you're in Michigan and you want to drive or just try out a Tesla, $60 a day, that's pretty good, right? That's not a bad price. Tesla just set up Tesla Rental. And they're running their own fleet, and they don't need permission from rental companies or dealerships because they don't have traditional dealerships. But the Model 3 and the Model Y, those are the smaller sedans, those will go for $60 a day. The Cybertruck, that giant cartoonish thing, is $75 a day, unlimited miles, free charging, and autopilot. So if you've ever wanted to try one, you can. Look, I owned and drove a Tesla every day for 3.5 years. And I won't own an electric car again. It's not in my DNA. I would consider a hybrid, but I won't own a strictly electrical car. But if you want to try one, no dealers, no middleman to upsell you, just rent it, drive it, return it. And if you buy one, they give you a $250 off. But the rentals are short. They can only be 7 days. and you can't leave the state of Michigan. Now, I know what you're thinking. How are they going to stop me from leaving the state of Michigan? Every Tesla is connected to the internet. Every single one. So, because Elon has his own satellite network, he could probably shut the car off. And trust me, most every car that has an internet connection, there is the ability, thanks to the, I think it was the Inflation Reduction Act. We'll have to get into that. Lauren Fix, the car coach, has done many, many stories about the invasion of your privacy by the automotive and government cabal that starting in the 2026 model years, unless they take it out, there is a technology going to be built into every single car, and the bones of that technology are already in your car, that monitors you. And if you are looking like you're driving while impaired, whether it's drugs or alcohol or exhaustion, if the computer assumes that you're not fully capable of driving, they will give you a warning and then slowly shut your car off and tell you to pull over to the side of the road. They don't just shut it off automatically. But the car monitors your eye movements, and it can even listen to what you are saying inside the vehicle. And if you don't believe me, I'll share some posts with you on this. We can pull this out of the bill, but the House needs to act on it. And I think the House, which will be in session next week, I think we have bigger stories to cover. But I would like to see them remove this from the technology. It does add $3,000 to the price of every new car. And they will also be able to, the cars will also be able to alert the local police and your insurance company if, in fact, you are shut off, shut down. But it's very interesting. So I kind of went off on the sidebar there. The Musk car rental program starting up. It's only in the state of Michigan. And you're not allowed to take the car out of the state of Michigan. Another update we talked about last week. There was a claim from Russia that Ukraine attacked Putin's residence with drones, and now it seems like, according to great reporting we're seeing online from several different outlets, the CIA is saying that never happened. So good try, Vladimir Putin, but it appears that maybe you didn't, in fact, have an attack on your home, on your chalet. One of your fabulous homes. So just an update on that. We have many things to talk about as it relates to the fraud with the Somali community. But one of the most disturbing things about the fraud that's being reported, and credibly reported in the Somali community in Minnesota and in Seattle, Washington, and across Ohio, one of the disturbing things is now the people in the area are threatening both Mr. Shirley and Elon Musk. TikTokers are posting videos threatening Elon Musk's life and posting, and Nick Shirley is having his life threatened. Now, Elon Musk has great security around him already. He already has a giant Secret Service like net. As a matter of fact, I would anticipate I might even go out on a limb and say Elon Musk's security is probably a little bit bigger than Secret Service. I know that's weird to say. He is the richest guy in the world. But we now have threats to both Nick Shirley's life and to Elon Musk's life. And why? Because they want to stop the waste of money. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say we need to do with all of this welfare what I propose we do with voting. And that is, everybody's got to sign up again. If you're getting a benefit from the government, any kind of benefit from the government, I tell everybody, well, you have 90 days. We're not going to shut it off immediately. You have 90 days to prove to us that you are alive, because we know there are many grave sites in different parts of the country that are getting checks sent to them. Dead people are getting welfare. You have 90 days to prove to us that you're either a legitimate business or that you are deserving of our tax dollars. And if you don't sign up again, you're going to be pulled. And this is where DOGE needs to return. I talked about this with the registration to vote in elections. And I think we need to zero base that as well. With the mid-decade census, if we get that done, I know this is going to be a tough thing to do. But a census tied to every voter, registered voter in the country, would certainly clear up a lot of the problems. And I'm looking at you, Georgia, because of the recent discovery of thousands and thousands of people who registered to vote and their address is listed as a church. There were at least three churches in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Three churches, mega churches, where there are thousands of people who registered to vote. Do we think there's no shenanigans going on there? No. No, probably not. It's probably me being racist. But yeah, that's the update on the fraud. But I have clips on the fraud because there are new releases that relate to what's going on in Minnesota and what also is going on in Ohio and the state of Washington, where the new mayor of Seattle has decided that she stands with the attorney general in the state of Washington and says that anybody who dares to go up and knock on a door of one of these Somali daycare centers or healthcare centers, any one of them, that's probably a hate crime, and you will be prosecuted for it. So that entire First Amendment thing that you guys, you really always say that Donald Trump is threatening to destroy the Constitution and tear apart the Constitution, that whole thing with the very First Amendment, it looks like the state of Minnesota has a problem. And that the state of Washington has a problem, and they're going to go after anybody like Nick Shirley who dares to go knock on the door and say, hey, can we have proof that you're a child care agency? Can we have proof that the federal money that you're being given, the state money you're being given, is going to a good place? I think they're backing the wrong horse here. But I want to see more action. We'll get into that. And just in case you were wondering, the DNC has deployed the Rapid Response Choir to the Somali daycare centers. That's right. Because the only way to fight against the accusations that you're stealing money from the government is to have people in pink vests outside singing. Yeah, they brought out the drums, the 5-gallon paint drums from Home Depot and Lowe's, and they've got their pink vests and they're singing. I just want to know who paid to send these people to sing outside of these daycares that everybody is just saying, we'd like to see your records. And wait till you hear the story about the records that supposedly were stolen from inside the daycare center. It's Michael Pelk. I'm in for Chris Plant. Well, when we get back, we'll go to the phones, because there are new and different callers raising some issues about taxes. It is Michael Pelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Ah, the Internet. A place where your curiosity can flourish. Unless malware gets in the way.
is a place that can surprise you.
With phishing websites and trackers.
The internet is wonderful, but you must protect yourself online. Protect yourself online with NordVPN. TechRadar named it the number one VPN in 2025. A single NordVPN account secures up to 10 devices. What else? This cybersecurity tool also encrypts your browsing. NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro feature helps you block malware, avoid phishing, and stop digital trackers. NordVPN scans the dark web to check that the information associated with your email address is not exposed. Just a few clicks and you're safer online. Browse with more peace of mind. Get the best deal at NordVPN.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional details.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu, an Elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Hi, I'm Barbara, and I work for Social Services. On our lobby wall, there's a picture of this kid I used to work with. She's all of 17 years old, and she's on one of those missing posters. Unfortunately, that happens to a lot of our kids who don't have somebody to step up for them. They stay in foster care for years, they aren't adopted, and they age out. They either wind up in jail, or they live on the streets.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption works every day to find safe, permanent homes for children at risk of aging out of foster care before it's too late.
I adopted two teenagers from foster care. Their outlook on life changed. If I can do a little bit to help, it's worth it.
You can help too. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call TermBusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
Thank you.
It is the Chris Plant Show. Happy New Year. Mike Opelka in for my buddy Chris Plant. I'm trying to get to everything. There's just so much bubbling up in the last 2 days, but the phones are covering it as well. Let's go to John in Chicago, who called in at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Hello, John. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I'm good, sir. You want to join in on the tax discussion?
Yes, I wanted to tell you that Illinois also is joining those fine states, and they're going to tax tips also at the state level at 4.95%.
Yeah, you guys have had a 4.95 state income tax for a while, like 8 or 9 years or so.
Yes.
But here's the weird thing. Are you a person who has tax, who has tips in your compensation?
No, I am not. But
anybody who does,
yeah, that they were. They're also adding the overtime into that also.
Oh, so if you get overtime and you take it out of your federal income tax, as well as tips, you have to go back in and file an additional schedule that says,
you
by the way, I got this much off my federal taxes, so I have to report that as income. Boy, oh boy. That's awful. That's just awful. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I don't know where your sports loyalties go, but at least you have the Bears. You know, so you got that going for you, which is nice. But thank you, sir. Appreciate you being there. Yeah, that's kind of weird. Paul is in Massachusetts. Paul wants to bring up another topic. Hello, Paul. Welcome.
Hello, Michael, and Happy New Year to you and everyone at WMAL.
I love you.
The station. I listen to you guys on my internet radio. It's great. Here's the thing. Who, and, you know, this might sound like a stupid question, but who is it, which political party has been pushing over and over and over for years and years and years, daycare, we need more government-funded daycare. Well, you know, I think it's time we start connecting the dots to the daycare, like in Minnesota, and I guess it's in other states.
Well, here's,
and, you know, it's Paul, like 10% for the big guy. You know what I'm saying?
It sure feels that way, doesn't it? Now, there are myriad articles saying that these daycare centers need to be audited to find out if they have made contributions to any certain political parties and or candidates. Because when a small daycare, and there are dozens and dozens of them throughout Minnesota and Ohio and Washington State now, we're finding, if they're making $1 million to $2 million a year in federal funding, and then they're giving 10% to the big guy in the local Democrat Party, we need to know, because that sure feels like a kickback. But thank you for that point. We're going to go deep on the fraud.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.